Hi, folks, and welcome back to another episode of ALDTV. I'm Eric.
And I'm Mallory. Actually, I'm not Mallory. I'm Scott.
You had me for a second there.
Sorry
that was
about
confusing.
That. Yes. I know Mallory's usually here, and so she's not here.
She's not here. Why isn't she here this week?
I don't know. She's on a cruise.
Awesome. Well, I'm jealous. But she's missing out on a really exciting month.
She is.
What a lot of people might not know is that October is a very special month, especially for us here in training.
Let me guess. Pumpkin spice is back at Starbucks.
Exactly right.
That's right.
That's my second favorite reason for October. My first favorite reason October is a great month is because it's National Learning and Development Month.
Ah, yes.
And you might know a thing or two about that, or so I've been told.
I do. Actually, I founded the month 3-4 years ago.
You founded October?
I founded October.
Wow.
The National Learning and Development Month. Don't you know the story? You don't know the story?
No, would you tell us?
Oh, my goodness. It'd be my pleasure. So, 4 years ago, the Academy of Learning and Development wanted to do something to celebrate National Learning and Development Day, Week, Month. We didn't know it was out there. So we went to search on the Google and realized that there was no such holiday designated for learning.
That's a travesty.
It broke my heart.
Yeah.
So I said, we're not going to let this go. So we did some research. Found out how to apply for a national holiday and put in the application. And we waited 6 months and heard nothing. And I thought it was dead in the water. Yep. They weren't going to give us a holiday. And then the phone rang. And apparently, if you did not know this, there is a committee that gets together once a year and they review all the applications for people who have put in requests for holidays. And they vote and they decide which ones warrant a day, a week, a month. And so I had requested one day, October 25th, to be National Learning and Development Day, and they denied my request. But then they said, we'd like to give you the entire month. We believe it's that important. And wow. So that's the history of National Learning and Development Month.
That's incredible. And when was that?
This is going to be our fourth year.
Wow.
Yes.
So that's really great.
If I did some math, 2015, I believe.
Yes,
is our first annual.
That's awesome. So we're celebrating the fourth year of National Learning and Development Month, and it started right here with our very own Scott Doggett in Holiday Inn Club Vacations. So we need to do something to celebrate, right?
We need to do something, but we're also encouraging companies around the country to celebrate. So for the last few years, we've really been getting the word out and spreading the word through our social media, through our networks, and really just getting people to know that this is a month to celebrate and also give them ideas on how to celebrate. Because we know a lot of companies don't have a lot of money in their budget for learning and development. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of free and very low-cost resources out there that we just want to help people find out about.
Yeah, that's incredible. Now, just off the top of my head, some of those resources might be things like LinkedIn Learning, some courses like edX. What other options are there?
I love edX. edX.org is a site that provides free college courses to anybody that's interested in learning anything from computer science to journalism to you name it. And they're from top colleges around the, not just the U.S., but around the globe. So you can literally sit in your living room and take a Harvard class just like you were a student at Harvard and pay $0. Now, you don't get a degree out of it, but the learning is absolutely free and it's fantastic.
That's incredible. So besides that, what are some things that we can do internally that might support this initiative?
So some of the things that we're doing is we've created a website for all to take a look at. It's www.nldmonth.com. And I'm sure we can scroll it there at the bottom of the screen.
I see it down there.
You
see
that? Okay. But if you go there, we put up some resources for websites, recommended books, TED Talks, things that people can take advantage of throughout the month for zero cost. We're also hosting an event here in Orlando called the Learning Assembly, and you can get more information on that same website about the Learning Assembly. But basically, it's a TED Talk. We've got some great speakers from around the country that are volunteering their time to come, and we're hosting it at UCF Rosen School of Hospitality.
That sounds awesome. I'm really excited about this National Learning and Development Month, this assembly that we're putting together. And you mentioned some of the speakers that we have coming. We actually have a little bit of a giveaway that you might want to get in on. One of our speakers just recently put out a book.
He did.
Yeah.
From our friends at Franklin Covey. It's a fantastic book.
Right up here.
Management Mess to Leadership Success. And it's a fantastic book. It's written by one of the executive vice presidents and foremost thought leaders at Franklin Covey. But it's based on his life career experience and all the mistakes that he made as a manager. In fact, 30 of them, 30 mistakes that he made and learned from. And now he's using that to help others so that they don't make the same mistakes that he did. And it's funny, great stories. I highly recommend it. But we're going to give away some copies today, aren't we?
Yeah, we've got a few extra copies in our library here. And we would love to share this amazing content with you all. So I think we're going to have them do just a tiny little bit of work for us.
Oh, great.
We're going to ask, what are you doing to celebrate National Learning and Development Month? So down below, there should be a link where you can submit your information.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yep, it's right there.
There it is. Yeah, I see it. And you're just going to have to tell us who you are, give us some contact information, and what you're doing to celebrate. And you may be one of our next winners of this fantastic book.
That's wonderful. Hey, and if you're looking for ideas on what to put down for how you're going to celebrate National Learning Development Month, check out My Academy. We've got great resources and classes that you can take. We've got free language classes. So if you want to learn Spanish, English, Creole, we've got those available online. We also have free Microsoft Office training. So if you've always been wanting to learn Excel or PowerPoint or one of those programs, check out My Academy and give us a call at the Academy of Learning and Development at extension 6333.
Oh, I just saw it down
there,
too.
Oh, boom, bing. And we're happy to help give you some additional ideas for your learning.
That sounds incredible. There's so much going on in October. So we hope that you take part in at least a little bit of it. Maybe host a lunch and learn with your own department. Teach them something that you've learned yourself. Sign up for some courses on My Academy.
Host a book club.
Host a book club about this if you're one of our speed readers. What else?
All kinds of ideas.
Any kind of personal or professional development is exactly what this month is all about.
Great. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Hopefully I did Mallory some justice, and I'm sure she'll be back next month.
Next time we can get you a wig, you might look more like her.
Yes.
Yeah. But you did well enough.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to ALD TV, produced by the Academy of Learning and Development. Visit academyld.com to subscribe and see more of our content.